Morning Watch. Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 1. The Consummation of the Age of Mystery. Friday Related Verses. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, both to Jew first and to Greek. For the righteousness of God is revealed in it out of faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Romans 10:17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Timothy 1:4. Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. 1 Timothy 3:9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Hebrews 10:38. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul does not delight in him. Suggested reading. The things of the Spirit are apprehended by faith. We know that Christ is making his home in our hearts through faith. Likewise, through faith, we realize that God has an economy, and without faith, we cannot realize God's economy. God's requirement for us related to everything in the New Testament is faith. If we do not believe, we cannot apprehend anything spiritual. We know there is a God, Christ, and the Spirit through faith. By faith, we know that Christ is in the heavens and also in our spirit. By faith, we know that the Bible is the Word of God. And by faith, we know that we have been saved, regenerated, and forgiven by God. By faith, we are sanctified, transformed, renewed, and eventually glorified. By faith, we also are overcomers. Everything spiritual is apprehended by faith. Anything that is apprehended by faith is a mystery. For this reason, the present age is the age of faith and the age of mystery. Furthermore, anything that is a mystery is of grace. God is mysterious and the Spirit of God is mysterious. Christ in us is mysterious and our salvation, regeneration, justification, and sanctification are mysterious. The body of Christ is also a mystery. It is by faith that we know that the church is not merely a gathering or a congregation, but the body of Christ. And it is by faith that we know that we are brothers. We should not trust in our feelings concerning the divine spirit and the human spirit. According to our feelings, there may be no divine spirit and no human spirit. When we come to the matter of the two spirits, we must be in faith. Paul declares, having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Paul spoke not in the spirit of knowledge, feeling, or sensation, but in the spirit of faith. Today, God's mysteries are known by faith. The age of mystery began at the time of the Lord's incarnation, but when he appears again, the age of mystery will be over. Those who do not believe in Jesus today will see him at that time. However, today, everything spiritual is a mystery. Therefore, we must exercise our God-given faith. Every Christian has something within him called faith. We cannot explain it, but we have it. The more we believe in God, Christ, and the Bible, the happier we are. The more we believe that Christ is in us and is making his home in us, the happier we are and the more living we are. The more we believe that the divine spirit indwells, works, moves, and operates in our spirit, the happier we are. We must have a complete faith and full assurance that we have a spirit and that the spirit of God indwells us. Faith always has an object. The object of our faith is the word of God. By faith, we know that there is a God because the Bible tells us that there is a God. Likewise, by faith, we know that God has an economy because 1 Timothy 1:4 says so. It is a fact that the Spirit is in our entire being. According to our experience and exercise, however, the Spirit sometimes seems to not even be in our spirit. We must be clear about what the Bible says. To depend solely upon our experience, we do not need revelation, but to believe what the Bible says requires much revelation. This is why we all have to come to the Word often. The more we come to the Word and know what is in it, the more we spontaneously believe.